There we go. Cool. Sorry about that technical confusion. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, February 26, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. This is the public hearing for the new proposed rule under the Washington Administrative Code to be designated as WAC 458-65A-10005 and titled Examination of Records. So just to clarify at the outset, these are particular to examinations that relate to records of potential holders of unclaimed property or abandoned property. This is not a rule addressing tax or taxable income or something related to that. My name is Jason Andre. I'm a tax policy specialist with the Department of Revenue's Interpretation and Technical Advice Division, and I'll be facilitating today's meeting. We thank you for joining us today and being willing to provide the department with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-65A-10005. This public hearing is being held electronically and telephonically. In addition to myself, the following Department of Revenue employees are also in attendance. We have Barbara Imperio, Management Analyst. Barbara will be monitoring the recording of this hearing. We have Kathy Holder, also a Management Analyst, who's joining as technical backup. And we have Brent Madison, our Rules Coordinator. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 2503094 on January 17th, 2025, and by notification to interested parties. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public regarding the language in the proposed rule, WAC 458-65A-10005, which we will refer to as Rule 10005. Copies of the proposed rule are available. Please email Barbara Imperio at barbarai@dor.wa.gov if you would like to receive a copy. A copy of the draft is also posted on the department's website as an attachment to the filed CR-102 form. We invite you to offer any comments that you might have regarding this rule. We greatly appreciate written comments, but we will evaluate all comments received as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We do request that you send written comments to my attention at jasona@dor.wa.gov no later than next Wednesday, March 4th, 2025. I will now briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposal of a new rule. A notice called the CR-101 is published with the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The initial public meeting for this rule was held on December 19th, 2024, and the recording can be accessed on the department's rulemaking webpage. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code advisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed new rule. This notice is called a Form CR-102, and it is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. Today's call constitutes the public hearing for the new rule. And as noted earlier, the purpose of this public hearing is to receive further public comments. All comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the process, and any comments received will be included in the department's permanent rulemaking file. The final step is adoption of the new rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the code revisor using a Form CR-103. The new rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the hearing for comments, I'd like to provide a summary of the proposed new rule. Rule 10005 is required under RCW 6330-590 of the Washington Revised Uniform Unclaimed Property Act, which specifically states that the department shall adopt rules governing procedures and standards for an examination held under RCW 6330-580. Including rules for the estimation, extrapolation, and statistical sampling in conducting an examination. Under RCW 6335-80, the department has authority to examine the records of a person or that person's agent if the records are reasonably necessary to determine whether the person has complied with the act. Under that statute, the department also has the authority to bring an administrative and legal action, requiring the person or their agent to make records available for examination. This rule sets forth the relevant examination standards and procedures, including examinations conducted by the department's third-party auditors. We would like to now proceed with the comment portion of this hearing. If you do have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you are representing. For those online, please use the raise hand feature and I will call on you. For those joining us only by telephone, you will also have an opportunity to provide comments. If anyone has any comments, please raise your hand. I'll give it another minute here. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any public comments. So again, I would like to invite anyone attending to provide written comments to our attention within the next week so we may take those under consideration. We really do appreciate any testimony you might provide. Again, my email is jasona@dor.wa.gov. But seeing no other attendees who wish to speak, Brent, I think we are ready to close this up. All right, everybody. Thank you for attending today's public hearing. The time is 10:08 a.m. on February 26, 2025, and the public hearing for Rule 1005 is now adjourned. Thank you.